For children and teenagers, vaccines are often a given, but as people age, they're less likely to consider whether they are immune to certain diseases. So, do adults need to worry about that?
So the answer is yes, adults do need vaccines.
Becca Wachter was one of the Peace Health nurses talking to a crowd of about 15 people. She and nurse Amanda Glanzer began with this staggering statistic.
Adults are 100, not 10, 100 times more likely to die of vaccine-preventable diseases than children.
Wachter and Glanzer said most people don't see certain diseases, so the risk of that disease seems lower than the risk of the side effects from the vaccine. They call this vaccine hesitancy.
I mean, think about the last time you saw a polio case. I can promise you it wasn't within the past couple of years, several years. Smallpox has been eradicated because of vaccinations, so these are very exciting things.
However, small outbreaks of these and other diseases, like measles, do happen. And the huge number of tourists coming into Ketchikan each year puts people here at even more of a risk.
We are a town that makes our money off of people coming from far away. So diseases like diphtheria, which is nearly gone from the U.S., that's not the case in different parts of the world. And if you think about all the people coming in now, especially in the summer, it's amazing how small the global community has become.
Glanzer and Wachter reviewed some of the leading vaccine-preventable diseases that concern adults. Shingles, pneumococcal, HPV, influenza. They also went over possible side effects from vaccines, which were minimal. Glanzer wanted to debunk one common misconception about side effects. A flu shot does not cause the flu.
So I just want to say that again, because I hear that all the time. The flu shot, your influenza vaccine, does not cause the flu.
The nurses offered flu, shingles, pneumococcal, and Tdap vaccines right then and there at the point, but no one in the crowd took them up on the offer. A few said they rely on their doctors to let them know whether they need any vaccines. Glanzer ended the talk with an anecdote about what one doctor she worked with in Atlanta would tell parents about vaccines.
We used to have parents come in all the time and say, well, I've never gotten the flu. I don't need the shot. I'm doing fine without it. And he turns around and he says, well, have you ever been in a serious car accident? And most parents go, well, no. And he says, well, do you still wear your seatbelt? It's the same thing. Why not protect yourself if you have the option?
In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.